Feeling run down, restless, or like your body just won't switch off? Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers features 7 forms of bioavailable magnesium to support sleep, recovery, and your body's stress response. And now there's Magnesium Breakthrough Advanced 10, their most complete formula yet, featuring 10 bioavailable forms of magnesium, plus active vitamin B6 and ionic trace materials to support uptake. Head to bioptimizers.com and use code MFM for 15% off your order. That's bioptimizers.com. Code MFM.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
It's the Burt Show.
Okay, you guys gave me a bit of a homework assignment about a week and a half ago. I came in here with a survey, and I told you guys that the average woman buys 469 pairs of shoes in her lifetime.
And we all thought that was a low number.
Yeah.
For a lifetime? Mm-hmm. Is it the average American woman?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
400, and from a guy's standpoint, like, I have never really understood what shoes and women, the connection that the two that of y'all that have, you know, this passion.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at 469 pairs of shoes in her lifetime, and I was blown away. And I was met by you guys saying, that doesn't sound anywhere close.
No, yeah, that is a low number.
$25,000 in your life women are going to spend on average. $25,000!
A lot of shoes. I mean, there's everything from flip-flops to wedges to stilettos costume shoes. I mean, we buy every shoe.
And think about all the different colors you need to have to go with your wardrobe.
And that's different color wedges, different colored stilettos, different color heels, boots, different color flip-flops for your different color bikinis that you have. I mean, there's a lot.
And there's, you know, the ones that you buy that feel really good in the store, but you bring them home and then they kill your feet. So you got to go get another pair that's similar but better.
But you return the first pair, right?
Nope.
No.
Why?
You wear them once because
if you
cute.
Wear them, you can't return them.
But why would you wear them
and
if they kill your feet?
And you think they're really cute and you think, oh, I'll break them in someday. It's okay. They'll sit there. But then you go buy a different version of the same pair that are more comfortable.
Right.
My wife, Stacy, last week when we traveled to South Carolina together, she wore a new pair of shoes, brand new pair of shoes, never worn before. And we got delayed a couple of times on our flight. So she had to be in the airport in these new shoes walking around all day.
Ouch.
The blisters on the back of her ankles when we got to the beach were out of hand.
No, you never travel in new shoes.
No.
Duh.
Break them in.
So this survey says that's about $53 a pair, and they surveyed 3,000 women, and it shows
$53 a pair.
Where do you find those?
What, $53 pair of shoes?
Yeah.
This is your game. Yeah, I don't know anything about it. You tell me.
That's cheap.
Is it?
Yeah, it's better. And we've talked about this before. Like, we all work in radio, and we can get away with casual shoes, but women in corporate America have to wear more high-quality shoes, and they have to wear a different pair of shoes usually every day. And, yeah, $53 pair of shoes is cheap.
I was shocked. $25,000. 3,000 women did the survey, and it showed that the average woman has about 19 pairs of shoes, which you guys said to me also sounded a little bit low.
19 does sound low to me.
I just wonder how many. Yeah, I want to go count my shoes now.
Did you ever count your wife's shoes?
Well, that's where I'm going with this.
Uh-oh. So she's got more than 19, I'm guessing.
Well, she's going to skew the average quite a bit. This survey says that most women have 3 pairs with heels, 6 pairs of flip-flops, sandals, ballet pumps, or wedges.
Yeah, you got to have a ballet pump.
I did notice that my wife has her old, like, dancing shoes, ballet shoes, that she hasn't worn since she was, like, 7 years old in the closet.
Right, but there's, like, ballet.
That's a nostalgia hold-on-to thing.
Yeah.
But there are real ballet pump, like, they're shoes that you actually wear. They're not ballet shoes, yeah, but they're ballet-esque.
Different thing.
Don't let the name fool you.
Okay.
It's not, you don't dance and get on your tippy toes just walking down the street. <Yeah. laughs>
3 pairs of boots, 4 pairs of foxy style, quote unquote, shoes for nights out. Girls buy their first pair alone at 14, then 7 pairs a year for the rest of their lives. Okay, so you guys challenged me to go into my closet because, again, 19 pairs of shoes, man, just seems like sort of a crazy amount. But I knew Stacy's number would be higher than that, but I didn't know how much. So I walk into our shared closet, and
She's out of town right now, right?
Yeah, she's out of town. So I'm bored, so I'm looking for homework assignments.
And she's probably taken many shoes with her.
Yeah, we had this conversation after I counted how many pairs of shoes she has.
Okay.
So I walk into the closet, and I don't think that I have ever really absorbed exactly how many she had until you guys made me go and check it out.
Okay.
Our whole damn closet is lined with shoes, and she's got three shelves full, and the bottom of the closet is filled with shoes also. So I started counting, thinking, okay, I know it's going to be higher than 19, but how high are we going to go here? So I get to 19, and we haven't even scratched the surface. And I'm not saying this in a bragging way whatsoever. I'm saying this in an embarrassing way. We get to 39, 49, at 59, I can barely breathe. I'm up to 69, 79. My wife has 83 pairs of shoes in our closet right now.
Nicely done, Stacey.
I would have predicted it was 1/4 that. I had no idea. So I brought it up to Stacey, and I said, tell me right now, how many pairs of shoes do you think you have in our closet?
She has 83.
She doubled that amount.
Oh.
She thought it was going to be double that, and she said, you don't even know how many shoes I have on vacation right now.
She
said the exact same thing.
Yeah.
So we've gone through this drill before, because when Stacey and I moved in with each other in Washington, D.C., I did notice how many pairs of shoes she had. So while she was at work one day, I think I told you guys about this drill. She was at work one day, and I just wanted to express to her how many pairs of shoes she has. So we had a very small closet at that point, and they were all sort of piled up on each other. So I took them all out, and I put them on our living room floor. And I took a picture of them. And when she came home, she noticed how many pairs of shoes she had and how many pairs of shoes she had held on to for so many years that she hadn't worn in years. And she was sort of embarrassed by it back then and gave like half of them away, which really only gave her room to buy more shoes.
Of course.
Because I didn't sense one, not even ounce of embarrassment by this.
Yeah.
83 pairs of shoes. If you have 40 pairs of shoes in your closet, how many really are in your regular rotation?
I think I have a low number just because I'm mostly casual shoes. But I mean, because as you're talking, I mean, I, you know, live with a woman, and between the two of us, I mean, that's one thing in our closet that we cannot get control of is the shoes. And because it is almost, we have to kind of form a little lane so that we can get in the closet with Katie's and my shoes together. But I wear most of the shoes that I have.
I think it's a great mystery for guys. Like, I don't think it's ever been explained correctly to us, like, what the connection is. Like, what do you get out of buying a new pair of shoes? Because it's got to be more than just a new item. It's got to be working at you emotionally somewhere.
Well, they make you feel sassy. It depends on what kind of shoe you buy.
They make the outfit.
They really do complete the entire outfit. Even if it's like a pair of black shoes and it's a different pair of black shoes than your other black shoes that you have in your closet, but they're just different. They just make you feel like...
But they're the same, but sexy. They're different.
But they're...
They're all pretty much black, right?
No, there's different styles, and maybe one has like a bow on it, maybe one has a little cutout on it, I don't know.
And we all know that retail therapy works, like the whole retail therapy like gives you endorphins, it makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reason that shoe therapy does it even better is because you don't have to think about your weight or button anything around your waist or
your shoe size in the dressing same your whole
room.
Life.
Your shoe size stays the same, and everybody's feet look great.
So when you're out buying shoes, do you have an outfit in mind that you're going to buy shoes for, or you see the shoes and then you match it in your mind with an existing outfit in your closet?
Both. You buy shoes and then buy the outfit to go with it sometimes, or other way around.
Mm-hmm.
Both. Or sometimes you don't even, I mean, you're just getting the shoes just because they're cute. You know, I mean, there's time. I mean, because I enjoy shoe shopping far more than I enjoy clothes shopping.
And it's a different feeling of purchase for you guys? Like
yes.
You feel differently about a pair of shoes than you would a new skirt?
I do. I personally have no problem spending money on shoes. I have a problem with outfits.
It's a baffling mystery to me. Hey, Andrea, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning.
Hello.
Shoes always fit. That's why I love shoes. I collect them. I probably have about 100 in my collection.
That's what Jen was saying. Yeah, our feet size don't change. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what age we are. It doesn't matter what weight we are. Just like Jen said, our foot size never change.
So if you gain a whole bunch of weight, you don't gain weight in your feet?
No.
Well, I mean, your feet will get puffier, but it's not like your shoe size is going to change.
Did you know this about women?
It's men too. For guys.
Honey, yeah, it's men too.
You look like you would get wider and they have to wear a different size.
If you got fat, dude, your foot won't get longer.
But it would get wider, so you'd have to.
I mean, maybe eventually, but not by.
Mm-mm. You just squeeze.
Not by less than 100 pounds.
If you gain enough weight, dude, that your foot's getting fat.
Okay, maybe. But
maybe. But
nobody's seeing your shoes because they have to cut you out of your house.
Yeah, no. Okay? I think that the only thing that would factor into foot becoming wider is age more so than weight.
Here's Amber. Hey, Amber, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, y'all. Love your show.
Thank you.
You wanted to know the comparison to shoes. Ask Jeff how many hair products and electronics he has versus what women's shoes are, and that's about the same concept.
So men is to electronics as women are to shoes is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
And I guarantee guys pay far more for their electronics
than what they admit.
Yeah, then absolutely what they meant.
I guarantee you Jeff doesn't have 83 different electronics in the house right now.
Though. Oh, yeah, you do.
No way.
Yes, you do.
But if you take the
83?
Yeah.
Yes.
Will you count them up today and bring it in a number tomorrow?
It depends on what you count.
Oh, like gadgety, iPad, iPod.
Anything. Like headphones, remote controls, stuff around the house, gadgety junk, calculators.
I think with mine would be more.
Whatever.
Duplicates. Like, I think we have in the house, we probably have 12 digital cameras.
And you said on that study with the shoes, the average shoe cost is $53. Well, that's what I'm saying. Men's gadgets are not average $53.
I bet. Except, Melissa, I bet you have more gadgets than I do.
Jason, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Such a misconception, my
hey
dear.
Guys,
such a misconception.
Hi, how are you?
I don't need it.
I'm good. I don't understand the shoe thing either, but I'm on a sales team, and our female lead, she brings a separate carry-on just for shoes, and we never travel more than a week at a time.
Is that right? So how many shoes on any trip was she bringing for a week-long trip?
10 to 12 pairs of shoes per trip or more, and 9 times out of 10, she buys a pair while we're out.
And one day, she's got to have a pair of shoes for the meeting, right? Then she's got to have a pair of shoes if she's casually in the afternoon if they do something outside. Then she's got to have a pair of shoes for that dinner, and then maybe out if she decides. So maybe up to 4 shoes a day for that 1 week trip. So that makes sense.
Here, Burt Show.
Hey, it's Mikey, and football is finally back, and Prize Picks is bringing out their best offer yet. New users who sign up will get $150 in lineups if you win your first $5 lineup. That's right. If you win your first $5 lineup, you'll get $150 in lineups. And now, Prize Picks is available nationwide. So what are you waiting for? Lock in for kickoff because everyone and everything is on Prize Picks. So what you on this season? I'm all in on Bijan Robinson. He is set to absolutely dominate the touches in Atlanta this year, and his explosive dual threat play makes him a stat sheet stuffer. I'm picking more on his total yards projection. He's my guy on Prize Picks, so get on it with me today. Prize Picks is going crazy with the deals to start the football season, giving users a new promo every day during Stacked September. Make sure to sign up now for guaranteed picks every Sunday, along with profit boosts and daily discounts throughout the month. Plus, the app is simple to use. You just pick 2 to 6 players and then pick more or less on their projected stats like pass yards, rush yards, and fantasy score. It's the best way to get more locked in on game day, all in the same app. So download the app today and use code BERT to get $150 in lineups if you win your first $5 lineup. Download the app today and use code BERT to get $150 instantly in lineups if you win your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run your game.
Don't, please don't tail this guy. I know it's easier. He sounds sure. But listen, you don't want to chase another guy's picks, man. You should see the way he dresses. It's all a monthly subscription where he gets his clothes chosen for him. That's the guy you want to make the pick after? No, the pick should be yours. Do something you actually believe in. And if you're on Underdog and you lock in, you can let him chase your tail. Now you're a dog. Underdog. Make your pick. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
Knix, that's K-N-I-X, leak-proof underwear, is made for real life. Because when your day is already full, your underwear shouldn't be something you have to think about. Knix gives you reliable leak-proof protection that fits seamlessly into your routine. for periods, for light bladder leaks, for workouts, for everyday freshness. Nix leak-proof underwear comes in a range of absorbencies, from light to ultra. So if you need a little backup or all-day protection, there's a pair for you. Unlike bulky protection, Nix feels barely there with soft fabrics, moisture-wicking layers, and anti-odor technology that keeps you feeling fresh and confident. Wear them to work, running errands, traveling, even overnight. Plus, they're machine washable, so you can wear them again and again. Find your perfect level of protection at knix.com and get 15% off with code FLOW15. That's knix.com, code FLOW15. That's nix.com.
This is The Bert Show.
It was a sad day. It was a sad day some months ago when we took this call from Bert Show listener Jessica.
I've never experienced the big O, and my husband is a total, like, sex fiend. And for me, it just is something that I do for him, and I would love to be able to achieve. I mean, we have a baby and everything.
Did you ever have big O with anybody else?
No, I've never been able to achieve it that way.
And not by yourself either?
Nope.
Wow.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
24, never.
Never.
It was sad. We were all in mourning.
I mean, that's just wrong. There should be a law against that.
There were women all over Atlanta just going, oh, bless her heart. Bless her little heart. But then Dr. Rob Moore entered the picture. How are you today, Doc?
Very good. Very good.
From Atlanta Gynecology Associates. Almost. Knew I was going to mess that up.
Well said. Well said.
And he was telling us, actually it was Jen that turned us on to this new procedure called the G-Shot that she heard about.
Well, right. We had played some news clips because some television stations were covering it and the newscasters couldn't get through it because they were laughing so hard. Do you remember that?
I don't.
And then we were like, okay, what's this all about? And some of my friends were talking about it and they were talking about Dr. Moore and the procedure that he does. But I mean, he can explain it better than I can. It's an injection in your G-spot that helps you achieve orgasm.
Yeah, for those
or better orgasm.
For those that didn't hear when Jessica was on or when you were on before, explain exactly what it is.
Well, what it is exactly that. We inject a small amount of collagen into the G-spot on the anterior vaginal wall. And what it basically does is enhances, makes the G-spot a little bit larger, makes it more prominent, makes it more sensitive, so that both the female and her partner are able to find this area and stimulate it a little bit easier.
So then we checked back with Jessica because we sent Jessica to Dr. Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And when she called us back, she said that she felt a little bit better about the whole thing, but she still wasn't quite at the finish line just yet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was a couple of weeks ago, and Jessica's in studio. So did you have to go back for another shot, or did the first shot continue to last?
I didn't go back for another shot. I actually had a pre-existing problem before I went and saw Dr. Moore, and he actually recognized it.
Mm.
So I actually had surgery last week.
Oh, yeah.
And to correct a problem that I had down there, and so I'm hoping that this will help.
Okay.
But it's definitely more sensitive, and I think that, yes, it's a go.
And I'm assuming that your husband thinks it's a go also.
Awesome, yes.
Very happy. So, Dr. Moore, what is like the success rate when, first of all, how much does it cost again? I think these are really important facts.
The cost is typically we usually say 1G for the G shot.
Okay.
We're actually, since we did your show last month, we're running a special at $750. So this is not a procedure that we make a lot of money on. It's a procedure. It's more of a novelty type procedure. And what we really view it as is there's a lot of education involved as well. We want to make sure that the woman knows where her G-spot is. This helps her find it, helps her partner find it. It's kind of like training wheels, probably more for the man than it is for the woman as well, so that they can work together. And this kind of helps enhance that. And I think that overall, I mean, if you take a look at kind of clinical, there's no true studies out there, but it's about 75% effective as far as saying more sensation, easier to orgasm, helps them orgasm or more intense orgasms.
And how long does it last for?
Anywhere from three to six months. That's one of the benefits of collagen is it's not going to stay forever, so that if it doesn't work, or that helps the safety profile of it as well. We use it for many other things in medicine. We know it's safe, it's well tolerated, and so we've not seen any adverse effects on it. If by chance it made a woman too sensitive, I'm not sure if she would mind that, but if by chance it did, we know that it's going to go away after some time as well.
Are you getting thank you notes from the husbands?
We have very, yes.
Very satisfied customers.
Never pay for a beer in this town again, ever.
I wish there was a camera on the guy that came up with the idea initially when the light bulb went off, like, oh, I bet. I know this will work.
The guy that developed this is actually Dr. David Matlock out in Beverly Hills. He's one of the characters on Dr. 90210, and he was one of actually the first surgeons to actually do what we call vaginal rejuvenation type procedures, repairing women the damage after childbirth for sexual function, which is something that we do at our center as well. And really kind of he took a step outside of the box in doing this type of thing, and then he's gone on and developed, you know, some other different procedures.
Like what?
Like the G-shot, per se.
Okay. I'm just fascinated.
877-588-BERT. 877-588-2378. Good morning, Stephanie. You are on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi, I have a question. I had reconstructive surgery on my cervix when I was 6. And I have scar tissue, and I'm pretty sure I don't have a G-spot, because the only orgasm I've ever had is from my clitoris. So would that work for me?
It should. You know, the cervix is part of the uterus, which is typically really what we think that not really involved with sexual function, with orgasms, that sort of thing. That's why women after hysterectomies typically don't have issues with sexual function. So you probably do have a G-spot. There was a study shown that over 200 women that came in, they were able to identify their G-spot with a little bit of education and guidance and that sort of thing. So more likely than not, you have a G-spot. Now, whether or not you can definitely have a vaginal orgasm is another question. Not all women have those, but all women have G-spots, so that if you have it, you find it. If you get the G-shot, it enhances it. This may help your overall sexual experiences and being able to orgasm externally easier and more intense.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling, Stephanie.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Here's Michelle. Good morning, Michelle. You are on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. How are you guys today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
You called us?
Yeah, well, I called because I'm a patient of Dr. Moore's.
Okay.
And I got the G-spot procedure.
Okay.
Cool.
And it is like the best thing that's ever happened. It's just a wonderful thing. Every woman should get it everywhere.
You can. Really?
Everywhere. You can hear the smile in your voice. It's obviously worked.
Yes, sir.
What is the second part of this whole thing was, Jeff said that you have now like a pill that you can take that sort of works for as Viagra for a woman?
Well, I think that, again, you know, we talked about this before too. Sexuality, female sexuality is very, very multifactorial. And for years and years, there's been many different products and things for men. Billions of dollars have gone into research for male sexual dysfunction. And now has really been, over the past couple of years, the first time that women have been able to have some of these things available for them, or we're talking about them, and we're trying to find ways to enhance sexuality for women as well. So the big next thing will be able to find a female Viagra pill. Unfortunately, the FDA just turned one company down because they didn't see enough data with that. But there are some natural alternatives out there, just like there's natural alternatives for men. So I'm actually a consultant for a company called Rock Hard Weekend that has a natural...
Literally.
Yes, for men. That has a natural alternative for men, and they've developed... we've helped them develop a natural alternative for women that has some herbs in it that... supposed to increase desire by boosting some testosterone levels and libido and arousal and sensation with things like Epimedium, which is called horny goat weed, and Catawba, which is actually from Brazil, an herb that's been an aphrodisiac there.
Anything that's from Brazil seems to work.
Exactly.
It must be hot. You'll have better sex if the pill comes from Brazil.
Right. And if your partner does.
That couldn't hurt either.
Right.
All right, so we will put a link up to Dr. Moore up on our website. And if you have any questions or you want to get consulted or anything like that, you can just go to his website through ours at thebertshow.com. Jen, is there anything I missed for you today?
No, I think you covered it pretty well.
Extra attentive during this segment.
Well, I think it's fascinating. And I really do think this is great that they're paying so much attention to female sexuality and trying to enhance it and improve it and, you know, allow women to own their own sexuality and be able to learn about their bodies and make it a better experience for them. It's not just about pleasing the man. It's about you getting what you need too, you know?
Thanks for coming in.
No problem. And everybody's going to get a sample of the Pandora this morning. So we'll see how the women like that.
The Pandora is that's the all natural.
Pandora's the pill. Pleasure, passion, and power.
Will you give it to Jeff also? Women. We'll see if it works.
Yeah.
Jeff's going to get a double dose.
This is The Bert Show.
Hey, it's Mikey, and football is finally back, and Prize Picks is bringing out their best offer yet. New users who sign up will get $150 in lineups if you win your first $5 lineup. That's right. If you win your first $5 lineup, you'll get $150 in lineups. And now, Prize Picks is available nationwide. So what are you waiting for? Lock in for kickoff because everyone and everything is on Prize Picks. So what you on this season? I'm all in on Bijan Robinson. He is set to absolutely dominate the touches in Atlanta this year, and his explosive dual threat play makes him a stat sheet stuffer. I'm picking more on his total yards projection. He's my guy on Prize Picks, so get on it with me today. Prize Picks is going crazy with the deals to start the football season, giving users a new promo every day during Stacked September. Make sure to sign up now for guaranteed picks every Sunday, along with profit boosts and daily discounts throughout the month. Plus, the app is simple to use. You just pick 2 to 6 players and then pick more or less on their projected stats, like pass yards, rush yards, and fantasy score. It's the best way to get more locked in on game day, all in the same app. So download the app today and use code BERT to get $150 in lineups if you win your first $5 lineup. Download the app today and use code BERT to get $150 instantly in lineups if you win your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run your game.
Don't. Please don't tail this guy. I know it's easier. He sounds sure. But listen, you don't want to chase another guy's picks, man. You should see the way he dresses. It's all a monthly subscription where he gets his clothes chosen for him. That's the guy you want to make the pick after? No. The pick should be yours. Do something you actually believe in, and if you're on Underdog and you lock in, you can let him chase your tail. Now you're a dog. Underdog. Make your pick. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
Knix, that's K-N-I-X, leak-proof underwear, is made for real life. Because when your day is already full, your underwear shouldn't be something you have to think about. Knix gives you reliable leak-proof protection that fits seamlessly into your routine. For periods, for light bladder leaks, for workouts, for everyday freshness. Knix leak-proof underwear comes in a range of absorbencies, from light to ultra. So if you need a little backup or all-day protection, there's a pair for you. Unlike bulky protection, Knix feels barely there with soft fabrics, moisture-wicking layers, and anti-odor technology that keeps you feeling fresh and confident. Wear them to work, running errands, traveling, even overnight. Plus, they're machine washable, so you can wear them again and again. Find your perfect level of protection at knix.com and get 15% off with code FLOW15. That's knix.com, code FLOW15. That's knix.com.
You're on The Bert Show.
If you are a woman and you are going to other women for advice on guys, that's stupid.
Dumb.
That doesn't make any sense.
Dumb.
Y'all don't know about dudes. Y'all know about women. And if you're reading women's magazines that are giving other women advice about guys, that's maybe not so smart either. Like, if the column to me is written by a dude about dudes, then it's got
good.
More credibility
mm-hmm.
to me, right? That's common sense,
yeah.
right? All right, so we want to let you guys get into the minds of dudes. This comes from a men's magazine. And this is advice for ladies. These are things that guys consider either overrated or underrated.
Okay.
And if you want to get in on this, the number is 877-588-BERT. 877-588-2378. Overrated for dudes. Love letters. Overrated. Underrated, though, romantic texts.
Okay.
All right. And it says, if a guy sits down to write you a love letter, he's doing it to impress you. If he sends you a text out of nowhere telling you he's thinking about you, he's doing it because he can't help himself.
Okay, yeah. So now I understand the nature of your list. This is things guys do for women, not the other way around.
There'll be, I think, different elements of both.
Oh, okay.
On here. Okay.
Because I would agree with that one. Although you shouldn't stop writing love letters.
Sending that sweet or post-it notes or something fun.
If you have something romantic to say, you can say it in 160 characters or less.
The texting is good, though.
The rest is just fluff.
I like text. Yeah, like a spontaneous text in the middle of the day
awesome.
That just came from nowhere. Overrated are picnics. Underrated are cookouts. It says, eating outside is great, but when given a choice between getting their food from a basket or from a grill, guys will always pick the grill. Agreed? Concur?
Yeah.
Concur.
You can still grill and have a picnic.
Generally.
See, again,
really?
You got to get out of the mindset of a woman and think
okay.
as dudes.
No, okay.
This is coming from guys.
I don't know if this
don't
is
fight
a,
it,
a guy thing or a Jeff thing. I'm going to lean towards guy because it's the practicality
okay.
of it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I personally don't care for many things that require me to sit on the ground. Because rarely, unless it's a beach. Because rarely.
And there's still a chair involved.
Right. And rarely is ground comfortable. Like, I'll put a towel down on the sand and lie in the sand, and that's the greatest day ever. But throwing a checkered blanket out at the park, you're going to sit on a spider's nest, Jen. You're going to sit on a rock. The ground's not going to be even. You're always going to feel like you're leaning a little bit too far backwards. It's never, there's a tree root in your butt. It's never that good.
So camping in a tent, probably the same thing for you because you have to
camping
sit
in it,
on
no.
the ground.
Camping's
come
awesome.
Bert, come on.
I'm just throwing
throw a
out
sack
there.
Here. What's the difference between camping and a picnic?
Camping's dangerous.
Thank you.
Oh, there's fire involved. Oh.
Yes. What can happen while you're camping? A mountain lion.
Yeah, there
for
could be
example.
A fight. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There's tons of those around
yeah.
here.
A bear.
A liger. Anything. It could all get you. What can happen during a picnic? Ooh, fire ants.
Overrated, according to dudes, the smell of your perfume. Underrated, the smell of your hair. Says there's nothing wrong with the right perfume, but catching a whiff of that clean yet flowery girl hair smell beats any fragrance.
Okay.
I think I agree with that, actually.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That is a good one. Good. Plus, it can get confusing with perfume also that if the perfume was worn by a former girlfriend and then a new interest is wearing it, then you're constantly reminded of that biatch from before.
Yeah, you don't need to. You have to tell her if that's happening.
Yeah. You have to let her know that that's what's happening.
Yeah. That's perfume infidelity, fragrance infidelity right there, if you're thinking of somebody else while you're smelling another person.
But wouldn't that also go with the shampoo and all that stuff too? Like if she's wearing the same, if it same...
I don't know that I have. I could identify the smells okay. of shampoos, but a perfume. If I really know what it is, mm-hmm. I can identify it. Why are you smirking like that?
No, I'm just asking.
Oh my god, is that Pantene?
The guy said that. I'd be like,
is that Juvexin?
Yeah. Is that? Oh my god. You're Pert Plus.
I love Pert. Garnier Fructis.
Overrated. Humoring him by watching the game. Underrated. Doing your own thing while he watches the game. Yes. 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 Yes on that one.
What does that mean?
So rather than sitting down and pretending that you're enjoying the game with him, it's totally okay if you say, I'm not into football, and you go do your own thing for 3 hours and you leave me in the house alone. You don't got to be there. It's way better not to be there than it is to be there if you're really not into it.
If you're not interested. Okay.
Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Overrated ballroom dancing lessons.
Oh, that's fun.
Sorry, Wendy. Underrated, Jen, surfing lessons.
Nice.
Okay.
So what does that mean? You do it together?
Yeah, you can do it together, right.
Okay.
That dudes would rather do surf lessons together than they would ballroom dancing together. Lessons
cute.
Together. Any guy would love being active and learning new things with you, but if he has to worry about his footwork and balance, he'd rather not have to be wearing shimmery shirts while doing it, this says. Overrated bed and breakfasts for guys.
Yeah, they're very, very frilly.
Well, that's
you know, most of them are Victorian or, you know, filled with antiques and flowery teacups and, you know, linens and all the things that are very, very girly.
You can
so
smell the estrogen when you walk in those places.
I can see that from a guy being like, oh, geez, bed and breakfast.
And there's danger involved, but the wrong kind of danger. Like, the danger is the, you know, the manager of the bed and breakfast can just be a little too involved in your existence.
Right.
That's true. The beauty of a hotel is they don't care. Once you get in the elevator, they don't give a crap.
They're not coming knocking.
Jeff, a people person on the Burt Show. For me, it doesn't matter. So long as I'm getting sex, it doesn't matter if it's in a bed and breakfast or a hotel or a motel or a backseat. I don't care
if it's flowery or contemporary or whatever.
No. Overrated Valentine's Day roses, underrated flowers on a random day.
I would say for girls, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Roses are definitely over. I mean, they're beautiful on Valentine's Day, but they mean twice as much when they come completely randomly.
Or then there's a whole bunch of other flowers. You don't have to just get roses. I mean, there's sunflowers, there's carnations, there's different things that you can get. You don't have to just pick the roses.
You cannot be an adult and send carnations.
Well, I don't know the flowers that you're supposed to get and not supposed to get. What does a carnation say?
I agree with Jeff.
A carnation says, "Will you be my middle school Valentine?"
Yeah.
Unless you're sending it to a middle schooler, then I think it's okay.
Then it's okay.
Then it's appropriate. Right.
Yeah, like if you, because I guarantee it, all the other,
I always think
all the other eighth grade girls are only getting one carnation. But if you send a whole bouquet, like if you throw down like 10, 12 bucks.
Yeah. it's
get
all.
It, yeah, yeah, get a 50.
That was up. What eighth grader can't resist 12 carnations all bundled together with a piece of yarn?
To me, carnations are funeral flowers. It's like,
you're dead.
Oh, no, well, that's insulting to the family that survived.
Sorry. Sorry for your loss. To the funeral.
There are others that will post online also, like overrated. Double dates are overrated, but for guys, underrated are going to parties together.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Hey, it's Mikey, and football is finally back, and Prize Picks is bringing out their best offer yet. New users who sign up will get $150 in lineups if you win your first $5 lineup. That's right. If you win your first $5 lineup, you'll get $150 in lineups. And now, Prize Picks is available nationwide. So what are you waiting for? Lock in for kickoff because everyone and everything is on Prize Picks. So what you on this season? I'm all in on Bijan Robinson. He is set to absolutely dominate the touches in Atlanta this year, and his explosive dual threat play makes him a stat sheet stuffer. I'm picking more on his total yards projection. He's my guy on Prize Picks, so get on it with me today. Prize Picks is going crazy with the deals to start the football season, giving users a new promo every day during Stacked September. Make sure to sign up now for guaranteed picks every Sunday, along with profit boosts and daily discounts throughout the month. Plus, the app is simple to use. You just pick 2 to 6 players and then pick more or less on their projected stats like pass yards, rush yards, and fantasy score. It's the best way to get more locked in on game day, all in the same app. So download the app today and use code BERT to get $150 in lineups if you win your first $5 lineup. Download the app today and use code BERT to get $150 instantly in lineups if you win your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run your game.
Don't, please don't tail this guy. I know it's easier. He sounds sure. But listen, you don't want to chase another guy's picks, man. You should see the way he dresses. It's all a monthly subscription where he gets his clothes chosen for him. That's the guy you want to make the pick after? No, the pick should be yours. Do something you actually believe in. And if you're on Underdog and you lock in, you can let him chase your tail. Now you're a dog. Underdog. Make your pick. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
Knix, that's K-N-I-X, leak-proof underwear, is made for real life. Because when your day is already full, your underwear shouldn't be something you have to think about. Knix gives you reliable leak-proof protection that fits seamlessly into your routine. For periods, for light bladder leaks, for workouts, for everyday freshness. Knix leak-proof underwear comes in a range of absorbencies, from light to ultra. So if you need a little backup or all-day protection, there's a pair for you. Unlike bulky protection, Knix feels barely there with soft fabrics, moisture-wicking layers, and anti-odor technology that keeps you feeling fresh and confident. Wear them to work, running errands, traveling, even overnight. Plus, they're machine washable, so you can wear them again and again. Find your perfect level of protection at knix.com and get 15% off with code FLOW15. That's knix.com, code FLOW15. That's knix.com.
The Burt Show.
My girlfriend Katie Jo and I went on a date on Friday night, and that doesn't seem like it'd be anything out of the ordinary, but we've been together for 4.5 years now, And we find that date night is an effort, right? And so we were making observations on Friday night, kind of to sharpen our skills as girlfriends and making sure that we're still romantic with each other and that when we go on a date, we really go on a date. So what we did is we kind of observed the difference between our date on Friday night and if this was our first date and whether or not we'd go out with each other again.
Now, this is not the first time that you guys have done this. You've done this before, right? Which I think is really pretty smart.
We've done this before because I think that when you are together for a long time, you just get you get comfortable and used to each other, which is a great thing. So it's not a bad thing, but it's just every now and again, we kind of laugh at the fact that maybe we're a little too comfortable with each other sometimes, especially on date night. So first of all, our observation was the fact that since we live together, that actually coming and picking somebody up, it kind of takes away the anticipation of the date. Okay, so that's one of the things that when you're living together, I don't know how to go get around that, but if you live together and you get ready together, sometimes it just doesn't have the same feel at the beginning of a date that it would have been the first date. We would have had butterflies and all that stuff.
And,
right?
And even like getting ready in two separate rooms probably doesn't do that either.
Doesn't do that. Or maybe.
That would help, though.
Maybe, just so you don't see them. Although that's sort of a, I think that's kind of a plus of being in a long term is getting ready with that person.
Being able to get ready together.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it just depends on if you can separate yourself and actually be getting ready for the date instead of incorporating getting ready for the date and doing things around the house or talking about what needs to be done around the house or talk about, you know, what needs, you know, it's just to-do lists. What Katie, I think that the bad habits that Katie and I get into is we end up having conversations about to-do lists. Things we need to get done, people we need to see, things we, you know, whatever.
Plus, with the picking up, there's the, oh my God, they're here earlier. Oh my God, I can't believe they're late. Like or just the anxiety if they're supposed to, if the date's supposed to start at 7:30, like at like 7:15, like, oh my God, I hope they're not, I'm running so late, I hope they're not early. And then when the doorbell rings at 7, crap!
And I know it's old school and you wouldn't do this on a first date, but subsequent dates, like that, it also takes away the opportunity to bring something to the date to start it off with. Like flowers or a gift or anything like that. So that's one thing that's different in being in a long-term relationship in the first date. And then this next one is on me. So if it was a first date, what I'm trying to do on Friday night is because Sweetwater Brewery here is in town and they have tours, I don't know, three nights a week. And so Friday night is one of those nights. And I thought that would be a cool thing, you know, Katie Jo loves to drink. And so I thought, you know, I'll take her to a brewery and we'll do tasting. It'll be fun.
Sure.
First date, I would have called ahead. I would have really researched. I really would have planned. Well, I ended up getting there right as they were closing.
Oh, no.
So that didn't work out so well.
So we actually parked down the street. There was a band playing. There was a bunch of people there. It was a huge party, and we walked down the street from the car to get there. And they were closing, and the dude said, sorry, we're done.
But this is how the relationship is different now, because if this was a first date that might be a deal breaker, but now that you guys are in long term, you still get credit for at least trying.
Exactly. See, that's the difference between long term and first date. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, the next one is on Katie, because I've always talked about how she is addicted to her phone. And so she was on the phone in the car between me being late with Sweetwater and us going to dinner. And on the way there, she was on the phone. And so I thought,
talking or texting?
Talking. So I thought, if this was a first date,
never would have happened.
That would have never happened. And then, so after dinner, we decided to go to see a movie. We went to see Inception with Leonardo DiCaprio, my BFF. And so we were in the movie, and Katie fell asleep in the movie twice.
Oh, that would never happen on a first date.
And if it was the first date, and I saw her fall asleep, then that probably would have been a deal breaker. So we laughed, thinking that we, you know, every now and again, I think it's good to sharpen your skills when you're in a relationship. Yes. And make sure that you put forth a little more effort, you know, as you would when you're together for the first time. And I don't care if you have kids, you don't have kids. I think every now and again, you just need to kind of observe yourselves from the outside looking in and see how different you are, you know?
Hey, Sean, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. What's happening?
Hey, guys. I was just going to say, my wife and I have been married for a long time. And one of the things that I did was we were having date night on a Friday, and I got off, you know, in the afternoon, 3 or 4 o'clock. I went to a friend's house, and I'd already taken a change of clothes with me. I went to a friend's house after I got off work, didn't go home, changed into my day clothes. She was changing into her day clothes for that evening, and I went to our house and picked her up.
Nice.
As if it were a date, and she went upstairs, and I got there, and she was putting the final preparations together, and I hung out in the living room, and,
it's a great
and
idea.
We went out, and we came back, and it was very much kind of like our original date. It was fun. It was a fun experiment.
That's a great idea. I mean, I think that,
very cute.
Quite honestly, like Al and Tipper Gore taught us a couple of weeks ago, that you're never on easy street, man. It doesn't matter how long you're married. They're married, what, 40 years or something like that?
40.
If you want to keep it alive, you better do these special things for each other.
Never
That's what I learned.
Never put your relationship in cruise control.
Right.
Always try to make some effort.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Don't. Please don't tail this guy. I know it's easier. He sounds sure. But listen, you don't want to chase another guy's picks, man. You should see the way he dresses. It's all a monthly subscription where he gets his clothes chosen for him. That's the guy you want to make the pick after? No. The pick should be yours. Do something you actually believe in, and if you're on Underdog and you lock in, you can let him chase your tail. Now you're a dog. Underdog. Make your pick. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.